August.
Not pregnant.
Praise Jesus.
I chucked the negative test in the bathroom trash with a shimmy and a shake. Pregnant at 22 was not what I pictured when I did my aptitude test 7 years ago. Those results said I'd be some sort of performance artist. I pictured me famous in all the Broadway plays, living in my penthouse suite with my best friend Teresa, and having weekend nookies with Chase Crawford. Kids were on the bucket list under, hell yes, when I'm married. Obviously, I was a dreamer at 15. Now that I'm more a realist, I've learned to be happy with whatever life has to offer me. But I am happy that it decided not to offer me a baby right now. I start the water on the shower because I feel like I peed all over myself when I attempted to aim on the stick. Aunt Flo is 14 days late, and I've been avoiding Landon and his semen. Not that he's noticed. If sex was a three-course meal, Landon and I would be the peas and carrots. We're good together, but we're still the vegetables. Basically, we do it when there's a commercial on, when there's no food in the fridge, or it's someone's birthday. It's okay. That's what happens when you move past the honeymoon stage. We used to be strawberries and whipped cream, luxurious dessert grinding on each other on public dance floors, car sex, kitchen sex, against the wall sex, balcony sex, which was an epic fail, by the way, and the always disastrous shower sex. Disaster because our bathtub was made for one person only, and so lying down ended with a faucet to the butthole and standing up made for slippery recoveries. But we were strawberries and whipped cream, so we'd laugh it off, not let it break the mood, jump into bed, and keep at it. I refuse to think we've become Raisin Bran, the sex you have only because you have needs to take care of, despite what Teresa says. She's permanently the palate cleanser between courses in her own sex life, and she's not budging anytime soon. But she just hasn't found her Landon yet. Anyway, back to Landon not noticing the lack of sex. It's because we're so busy all the time.